our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. By the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The whole world is in thine power, O Lord, King Almighty. There is no man that can gainsay thee, for thou hast made heaven and the earth, and all the wondrous things under the heavens. Thou art the Lord of all. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the way of the Lord. Amen. Protection, that it may be free from all adversities, to humbly give and serve unto thee, unto all good works, to the glory of thy name. We pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. About the unity of the divine essence and the three persons is true. It is to be believed without any doubt. God is one divine essence who is eternal, without a body, without parts, of infinite power and wisdom and goodness. He is the maker and the preserver of all things, visible and invisible, Nehemiah 9. Yet, there are three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Matthew 28. And these three persons are of the same essence and power. And our churches use the term person as the fathers have used it. We use it to signify not a part or a quality in another, but that which subsists of itself. Our churches condemn all the heresies, Titus 3, that arose against the article, such as the Manichaeans, who assumed that there are two principles, one good and the other evil. They also condemned the Valentinians, the Arians, the Enomians, the Muslims, and all other heresies such as these. Our churches also condemn the simultaneous, the old, the new, who contend with God is one person. Though sophistry, they impiously argue that the Word and the Holy Spirit are not direct persons. They say that the Word signifies a spoken word, and the Spirit signifies motion created in things. So far, the confessional reading. This morning, Old Testament, Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. So grave I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. So far the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 John chapter 1, the first four verses. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled, the word of life. For the life was manifested and we have seen it. And bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest unto us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you may also be that you may also have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So far the epistle lesson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And read right for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John chapter 4. Sick at Capernaum. And when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. And then Jesus said unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you're not going to believe. The nobleman said unto him, Sir, please come down, or my child will die. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, your son lives. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And he was going, and as he was now going, his servants met him and told him, saying, Your son lives. And then he inquired of them the hour when he began to get well. And they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever totally left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth. And himself believed in his whole house. This is the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So far, the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men were our salvation, came down to heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is saved by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Thank you. God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My sermon theme this morning is The Eternal Word is Manifested in the Flesh. It's based upon our epistle lesson, which is very short, but I would like to read one verse of that epistle, verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So far, be seated. In this morning's epistle reading, St. John speaks of Christ and says this, that which was from the beginning, the eternal life, was with the Father, we now declare to you. You see, Jesus did not begin to be when he was born in Bethlehem. He existed from all eternity. He had no beginning. He always was with the Father. And in his gospel, St. John declares the same truth when he says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word, of course, is Jesus Christ. And the Word, Jesus, was with God. And the Word, Jesus, was God himself. The same was in the beginning with God. Of this eternal Son of God, St. John writes these words, the eternal life which was with the Father was manifested unto us. In other words, he was revealed to us. And this is the miracle of the incarnation. He who was from the beginning face to face with the Father became man, became a human being, became one of us. He became one of us except that he was without sin when he was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem. And he was sinless throughout his entire life. Although he appeared to be only a weak, helpless child, the child of Bethlehem was the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He was God in human flesh. Now, we're not told that we must figure this out. This is a great mystery. All we are asked to do is to believe it. The angel made no mistake about it when he announced to the shepherds on Bethlehem's hillside, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And we make no mistake about it either when we in the Nicene Creed confess Jesus Christ to be God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, but being of one substance with the Father. In other words, he is the same as the Father. And we are also told, in him, that is Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. This is a great mystery, but we believe it. The glory of Jesus Christ is reflected not only in his person, but also in the work that he came to do. St. John describes the work of Jesus Christ when, first of all, he calls him the Word. And just as words of a person reveal the person himself, so Jesus came into this world to reveal God to us. His whole life was the Word of God to us. In his sermons that he revealed the infinite wisdom of God. And already as a young boy of 12 years old, he astounded the great temple doctors, the theologians. Even his enemies had to confess, after listening to him, never has a man spoken like this. Jesus spoke as only God can speak, as one having authority, not like the scribes and the Pharisees. By his miracles, Jesus revealed the infinite power of Almighty God. Diseases that baffled at the physicians yielded to his touch. Nature in its upheaval quieted at the sound of his voice, be still. Even death's strong grasp was broken at the command, Lazarus, come forth. And best of all, Jesus came to reveal the grace of God, We know that the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And the greatest sermon that Christ ever preached was on his cross at his death for sinners. For there he proclaimed not only the fact that God is just, that God must punish sin, but also the comforting truth that God does not desire our death, but he desires our life, that is, eternal life, through faith in Christ. And for this reason, St. John especially calls Jesus the Word of Life. Jesus frequently referred to himself as life. He said, for example, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He also said, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus is the life not only because eternal life is in him, but especially because he has one eternal life for all believers, for every one of us seated here this morning. Jesus pointed to this act as a supreme purpose for his coming into this world when he said, I have come that they might have life and that they might have a more abundantly. He's talking about eternal life in heaven. Apart from Jesus Christ, all people would remain dead in trespasses and sins, destined to eternal damnation in hell. And this is a fact. Whether one believes it or not, does not matter. This is a fact and will stand out through all of eternity. But Christ came into this world to bring life and immortality to light. And this he did when, as the Lamb of God, he died upon that cross for the sins of the entire world. And when on that first Easter he rose triumphantly over death, he declared to the entire world that death had been swallowed up in victory and that he had won for all the gift of eternal life. And now by faith, we see Jesus as our Savior from sin, from death, and from hell itself. By faith, we trust everything that Christ has done for our salvation. By faith, we become fellow citizens of the household of God. And by faith in Christ, we say with St. Paul, if God is for us, who can be against us? And by faith, we trust the words of Christ. I give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, and neither shall anyone take them out of my hand. He's talking about us who are gathered here this morning. And now, since Christ died our death, if you will, he rose again for our justification, and all things are gone. Christ has dealt with our sins. And now we receive from him a righteousness that works. It works for the complete forgiveness of our sins. And this righteousness is the best and the greatest gift which Almighty God can give us. And it's free. Free through faith in Christ. And so many don't even want it. Jesus said, I have taken your sins at the cross, so they may never rise up again. They're forgiven. They're forgotten by God through faith in Christ. We believe Christ. We trust his word. We rely on his redemption. We build our hope on nothing else than his blood and righteousness. So take courage in the comfort of this Advent season, which tells us that he, Jesus Christ, came into this world as a helpless baby to live for us and to die for us on that cross so that he could atone for our sins, satisfy divine justice, remove every barrier separating us from him and from heaven, and to pay the appalling price of our sin, the sins that we heaped up before God. And he delivered us from eternal death and damnation. He, Jesus Christ, gave himself into the agonies of crucifixion. All this assures us of a glory-filled eternity with the privilege of seeing our Redeemer face to face. This is a promise that God has given each and every one of us. May Almighty God, through word and sacrament, continue to grant this free gift of righteousness, redemption, and forgiveness to each of us who are gathered here this morning for worship. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Amen.
We approach your throne of grace in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest into their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love at the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us this pottery garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all the places at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated.
Thank you.
kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. true blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Take and drink. It's the true blood.
nourished us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy that you would strengthen us through the same faith and toward thee and a fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.